Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Yud. Hanageh b'meis v'hanageh b'kelim. If someone is touching a mace, and at the same time they're touching kelim. So with their right hand they're touching a mace, and with their left hand they're touching kelim. Oy ha-mahil al ha-meis, or if they are serving as an ohel, their body is an ohel over a mace, v'hanageh b'kelim, and at the same time they're touching kelim, tumeyim, in those cases the kelim are going to be tamei tumas shiva. Mahil al hames, umahil al kelim. If a person is with one hand being mahil on over a mace, and with another hand being mahil over kelim, oy, or if hanegea b'mace, someone's touching a mace, umahil al kelim, and he's also being mahil with the other hand over kelim, tahirim, they're going to be tahar. However, im yesh b'yadei pesach tefach, if the hand itself is a tefach wide tameim, then they're going to be tameim, because then the person could be considered an ohel, and it could transfer the tumah from the item which is tameim onto the kelim which are tahar, which are underneath his hands. Shnei batim. If let's say you have two houses who are exactly opposite each other or near each other, ubehem kishnei kachatzoy zaysim, and in each house you have half of a zayis. Pashat eshte yodav lehem. So a person comes, he sticks one hand into the door of one house, and the other hand into the door of the other house. Im yesh biyodav peseach tefach, if his hands are a tefach wide, maybe as a tumah, he'll be able to bring the tumah and join them, so that it'll be as if we have an entire kezayis in one oihol v'yam lav. And if not, if his hands are not a tefach wide, einay maybe as a tumah, he will not serve to bring the two kezesim into one, to be considered in one ohel, to be able to be metame the kelim. Perek Shisha Aser, Mishnah Aleph. Kol hametaltalin mevin es atuma ba'ovi hamardeya. All metaltalin which are serving as an ohel can transfer tuma from a kezias of a mace which is underneath them onto other kelim which are under the same metaltalin. And the shear for that is avi hamaydea, the thickness of a strap which was used to lead cattle. Now the Mefarshim explained over here that the avi hamaydea has a circumference of a tefach. The diameter is going to be a third of a tefach. However, in this case, we're teaching that still, although it's not a tefach wide, it could still serve as an ohel, because the Chacham made a gezeira that since if the diameter is a tefach, it serves as an ohel, so too if the circumference is a tefach, it should serve as an ohel. This is the simple understanding of this part of the Mishnah, to which Rabbi Tarfon says, Amar Rabbi Tarfon, HaKapeach es banai. It's a lashon of a shvua, as if he's taking an oath, almost like cursing his children. He's saying, I'm going to swear to you by the life of my children, shezu halacha mikupachas, that what you just said is incorrect. Sheshama hashomea vita. Someone must have heard a halacha and interpreted it the wrong way. What was the story that they probably heard? Sheha ikar over. There was a peasant who was walking, v'hamardeh kaseifa, and he had this strap going over his shoulder. And one end of the strap was an ohel, or you know, passed over a kever, ala kever, in a field. Vitim uhu, and the chamim said that the strap is tamei mishum kelim hamahilim ala mace, because it's a kli which was over the mace. In other words, the kli itself was an ohel, and it's tamei b'kol shu. You don't need a tefach. The whole point of a tefach is only in order to be able to transfer tumah to another location. But if it's just for itself to become tamei, in that case, you don't need a tefach. So now, once this peasant was carrying the strap, therefore they were metamei him as well, because of the halacha of an adam shenaga b'kli shenitma mace. A person touches a kli which touched a mace, which is also becomes a av hatumah. So this person became tameh from that as well. But the person who had heard this halacha being said understood it that the peasant himself became tameh because he was under the same ohel as the mardeah, meaning the mardeah was an ohel over him and over the kever, where in actuality he was actually becoming tummy for a different reason, because he was touching the maideya. That is how Rabbi Tarfon argues with the presentation of the first line in our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva counter argued and said, "Ani asakin sheyehud divrei chachamim kayam." I'm going to explain what our Tana Kama said, so that we can keep the words of Chazal, who said that all metaltolin can serve as an ohel if they're just the thickness of the strap, meaning if the circumference is a tefach. Sheyehud kol metaltolin. What he meant to say was that all metaltolin is mevinas atum al ha'odom hanaisam ba'evi hamadeya. Any metaltolin can bring tuma onto a person who's carrying them if the metaltolin have the thickness of a mardeya, meaning that the circumference is a tefach. Now, even though min ha'tayrah it's not considered an ohel, and it should only be because of it's only because it's maga. It's really because of tumas maga, not because of tumas ohel. The al atzman and the metaltolin are being tuma onto themselves, bekol shehein, even the smallest amount. Like we said earlier, that any kli which is mahil over a mace, which serves as an ohel over a mace, becomes tummy, irrelevant of what size it is. The al shar ha'adam, however, for this mardeya, or for the kli, to transfer tuma onto another person who's not carrying it, rather it's midin ohel, it would have vekelim, or onto utensils, but for that, we would need the entire width of a tefach.